times, cause I get a good feeling. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. It's Moose and it's Breezy. 585-252-9800. Hit us up.
Good morning. How's everyone's weekend? What are we doing this week? What's the 411?
What is the 411?
Tell us everything.
You know, my boss and his wife did come over Saturday night to my parents for dinner.
How did that go?
Nothing really crazy to report. I stopped by. I had dinner with them. It was a nice evening.
Were you allowed in?
Yeah. I mean, I rang the doorbell. Nobody answered.
Or
what's that?
Did you get any content? Or
I tried. Nothing really crazy happened. It was just a nice evening, and you know, we talked, shared some laughs. Yeah, kind of boring. I know. I was hoping someone was going to flip a table, but.
It could have been you.
It was just a lot.
You had to commit to the bit.
It was a lot of food, Breeze.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it always is.
Well, do you know when you remember when you came over to my parents?
Yeah.
Think of that times 10.
Seven fishes in the middle of October. I love it. Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad that happened. So we're not getting fired?
No. When I left, I told my dad. I was like, you got to negotiate my contract here for me. And I was out the door.
He's like, I'm not going to do that. So thank you so much.
But for the most part, the vibes are up. It's the start of a good week. 74 for the high today. It's going to be almost 80 tomorrow, you guys. In October, Bills won 34-10 yesterday. So we're off to a good start, if you ask me.
I know. I'm excited. I'm going on the boat. I literally was watching our boy, Richie Rich. And tomorrow... He says it's going to be on Tuesday, it's going to be 80, like you said. The last recorded time of it being this hot at this period of October was recorded 82 back in 1929.
Insane.
I can't believe they have that information just like laying around in a book somewhere.
Oh, they got the almanac.
For sure. All right. What are our friends doing? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. We had a wonderful time at the Gananda Rotary Haunted House and Hayride. We got the house winterized yesterday, and I'm going to relax and enjoy our Indian summer. I don't know what that means. Hopefully, everyone has a great, safe day. That's Amy from SOTUS. Love her.
Amy from SOTUS.
Absolutely love her.
What is Indian summer? That's like isn't that just like a really warm summer? I think, yeah, it's like a mild weather in late autumn. That's what that
means. Oh, yeah. Well, that's definitely going to be today for sure.
Yeah.
Excited for that. Who else is here? Melissa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because of the weather. It has me in my good vibes. And I'm heading to Costco after work.
Hell yeah.
Oh, love that. I also want to go to Costco.
The Halloween / Christmas vibes are high in Costco right now.
Yes.
Get after it.
And who else is here? Taylor's here.
What's up, Taylor?
Taylor says, feeling good after this weekend. I went for a hike yesterday, and I feel it in my ass this morning.
Yeah. Tell me about it. My calves are on fire. I'm feeling it.
Went to Bristol yesterday.
Chairlift?
Absolutely best day to go, hands down. Did the chairlift up, did the walk down. I would argue that walking down a hill is harder than walking up. A lot more quad work.
You gotta really.
A lot more quad work.
A lot of self-control there.
Especially given the fact that these hills are ungroomed. There's wetness, snakes. Lot of different debris around, potholes. You need to be super, super hyper aware. So did that yesterday, watched the Bills game, and went to my first murder mystery party on Saturday.
I was going to ask, where was it?
Sonnenberg Gardens in Canandaigua.
So what do you do when you're at the murder mystery? Is it a dinner?
No. Oh. So it was my friend's 30th birthday. We've all bought tickets to go to this thing at Sonnenberg. And I'm not going to lie, the Sonnenberg portion of it was a little underwhelming. It was basically a play. a whodunit play.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I thought it was like I was invited to a...
It's not an escape room.
I was invited to a murder mystery dinner last week, and it was like an interactive thing. This was not interactive. This was just like, hey, watch this and then figure it out. And then they didn't even say who it was at the end. I'm like, I want my money back, honestly.
They didn't tell you who... Nothing.
I had to ask the usher. I was like, so who did it? I was like, well...
That's up for interpretation.
I'm like, okay. Anyways, but it was fun. We all dressed up. My mom was in her flapper dress.
I find a sense of laziness that comes with that. When you don't come to a conclusion like, hey, who did it? Well, that's up for the audience. I was like, you lazy bastard.
Well, they like had it, but they didn't say it. I'm like, why are we all here? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Just
why are we all here?
So
if anyone that night was going to ask for their money back, it's going to be you.
It's going to be me for sure.
All right. Thank you guys so much for the vibes this morning. I'm trying to get a temperature gauge on the week here. A lot of people turned in their guns over the weekend. Just how many guns? Well, I'll tell you. You give me your semi-automatic, and I'll give you some cash. But how much cash? The Attorney General's Office came up with a plan to clean up the streets, and they did just that. They're trying to protect the community from gun violence. We'll tell you what happened Saturday and how well that went and how many people actually turned their guns in for cash. Coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. People turned in a total of 548 guns on, this was Saturday.
Really?
548 guns at Saturday's gun buyback program in Rochester, hosted by the New York State Attorney's General Office. And basically the deal was like, hey, we know there's a ton of guns on the street mm-hmm. right now. We're trying to clean it up. You bring your guns in, we'll give you cash. And community members turned in working and non-working guns in exchange for those, well, they say cash, but they're really prepaid gift cards. And they did this at the Church of Love Faith Center on Exchange Street. So the Attorney General's Office says the goal was to protect communities from gun violence. And I was like, well, listen, they've done this in the past. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 500 and almost 50 guns off the street. Then, yeah, kudos to you. So
were these guns that like worked or
working and non-working guns? So if you brought back a semi-automatic rifle, you're going to get $500 for that. You bring back a handgun, $250.
I brought in a water gun. I got $3.
$3 for a water gun, $75 per rifle or shotgun, and then $25 for a non-working replica, antique, homemade, or 3D printed gun.
Right.
So anyone bringing a homemade or 3D printed gun will be paid a total of $25 regardless of how many are turned in. You get $25 flat.
Flat.
But yeah, they did bring in some semi-automatic rifles. Well, like, we need those on the street. Of course not. So I think it was a total success. They're happy with the turnout and how many people came forward to actually turn those guns in. Almost 550 guns off the street. It was all around a success on Saturday.
I love.
Yeah, so they're looking to do possibly more of that in the future. When? Not sure yet, but hey, it worked. So
good stuff.
Get those prepaid gift cards.
Get those.
Making it rain with plastic.
Get those guns off the street. All right. Listen, I know. We're not even at Halloween or Thanksgiving yet, but I can't stop thinking about Christmas after what I saw yesterday on TikTok. There is a video circulating of a situation a woman found herself in.
Mm-hmm.
And after watching this video with my own two eyes, I absolutely need this one thing to protect myself from any future endeavors and something that's happened to me in the past. What happened? How can you keep yourself safe on the road? And what am I asking for Christmas?
Breeze, you already have brass knuckles, a stun gun, a taser, Mace.
I know that.
You got one of those chains with the ball at the end with the spikes coming
out. I know that. But I'm telling you right now, this is going to be absolutely game changing. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning
PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Happy Monday. Breezy swears by this. This is a must-have Christmas gift. Now, we're not trying to skip over Halloween, and I told her this. We're really jumping the gun here.
Or but, don't forget about the redheaded stepchild that is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we don't care about that. But
I do.
But you saw something that is a must-have. Is this something that is going to
protect, serve, and honestly make sure that you don't find yourself in a situation that you can't get out of?
Okay, so this is great for both men and women, children.
Yes, anybody who
has a heartbeat.
Anybody who can drive a vehicle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yesterday I was on the
You do have your license. Doesn't mean you can drive.
I know. We'll get into all that and so much more in just a little bit here. But I was on TikTok yesterday, and there's this video circulating that has gone viral of a dash cam. It's a woman, random woman with a dash cam, and she is on a highway, give a 490, a 590, a 390, whatever. And traffic's moving at a pretty steady pace. A car cuts in front of her, brake checks her. She brakes, does not hit the car. The car in front of her wanted her to hit them.
Really? Oh, is this the woman that was on the phone with her husband? Or like the silver Honda?
They didn't make contact. So the car that brake checked her and wanted them to rear end her, or wanted her to rear end them, just backs up into her car.
Right.
At full velocity.
Okay.
To stage an accident, essentially. Hey, she rear ended me. Four people get out of the car. Why is there four people in the car? There's actually a Kia in the back that picks up people. It's all an orchestrated insurance fraud scheme.
I see.
It's all orchestrated. It's all for the insurance fraud. It's all for this.
They put this woman's life at risk so they can possibly
get
some
out,
insurance
they're
money.
They're holding their neck.
Oh, my God. That's so
come on. Give me a break. So they come out, they all start taking pictures and videos of the license plate, all four of them. The woman's on the phone with her husband at the time of this incident, and it's all recorded on her dash cam.
She has everything.
So there's no mistaking, she rear-ended us. And when they get out to take photos of the license plate, call the cops, all of the things, they notice, she has a dash cam.
Yeah.
And it actually just recorded everything we did. And this is really not going to be good when this footage is out for everyone to see. That is law enforcement and everyone, the insurance company. So I started thinking, wow, not that I've ever been in a situation like this one specifically, but we know all the things that happen in this city when it comes to cars, carjackings, all of the insurance things that happen here.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, because I briefly shared this just a couple weeks ago, but I recently got a ticket from a camera speeding in a work zone. It's from, if you're heading 490 eastbound, it's kind of the Pittsford area.
Yeah.
They're working. They're doing a little bit of construction there. And there are signs that say work zone 1 mile ahead, double fines in work zone, things of that nature. And sometimes they're working, sometimes they're not. But the one thing, and if you have experienced this as well, 585-252-9800, call or text me. I have never, and I drive this nearly every day, never once have seen a sign of the speed reduction of what it is supposed to be. My rule of thumb is 10 under. So it's 65. I was caught doing 55, and they said it's a posted 40. There is no signs anywhere on that strip where the work zone is that it is 40. There is no signs whatsoever. And I drive it every single day. I have never once seen a posted 40. So I'm fighting the ticket. And I think if I had a dash cam to show my surroundings, I could send that in and be like, there is literally no sign that says 40. I've talked to handfuls of people about this. They also agree with me. There is no sign that says 40.
Mine came in the mail on Friday. So
you got one?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you really?
It says I was going 50 and I should have been going 40. And there's screenshots of my vehicle. I'm like, where?
But there mine is no...
Mine is in a different location.
Where?
See, mine is like, you know where I live. There's the 490 East to get on the on-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get off of it, you got to speed up to merge with traffic. Well, there's construction cones
there. Oh, because that area of 490 is 40 when you head into the city?
Right. It's right by this Freddie Sue.
Oh,
the bridge.
My God.
I'm looking at the photos yesterday because they sent it to my parents' house. And of course, my dad opens
He's
my mail.
Pissed.
My dad opens my mail. You know, not on purpose. We have the same first name.
That is tough.
But
you can imagine how hard.
Of course, he gets on my case. I'm like, listen, I'll handle it. But it's a $50 ticket.
I'm still fighting it. I don't care.
I'm like, you know, come to think of it, I don't remember seeing signs anywhere there that you have to go 40 in that construction zone area. Because I'm extremely cautious. We talk about it on the show all the time. I'm always on people's cases. If you see construction workers, you got to slow down.
Well,
because I've seen people just fly by doing 80 miles an hour.
Correct.
And these poor guys are on the side of the road working.
And they clocked me going 55. So I'm already down 10 because it's 65 there. It's 65 everywhere on 490 except for that little portion of the city that you're talking about. But I'm just bamboozled. And I think a dash cam would do wonders, not just for this insurance fraud scheme that these clowns were running, but also this. Like, I mean, our intern Hannah's here, and you live right by there, and you obviously are a very cautious driver because you are scared of everything, but have you ever seen a 40 sign?
Yeah, you go to Nazareth.
She lives right off the exit.
Yeah, you do.
And there's no way.
Any Uber driver that I've gotten into in the last couple months, they all have the dash cams. Because you got to be safe. We've heard what's been going on with Uber drivers and taxi drivers. They got to protect themselves. A majority of them, they all have a dash cam. And they should. They want to know exactly what's going on with their passengers, the people in front of them, the rear view, everything. I think it's...
These are not cheap.
It's a good purchase. What is it, like $300?
Yeah, this one's this one's 300, this one's 350. I guess you can get one for 50. Yeah. Listen, I just think that you got to stay ready. And if the government wants to come after you and say you were speeding when there's clearly no marked signs, that's where I take issue. No, I'm pissed.
I don't know if it's the government.
New York State, whatever.
Yeah, it's not the government. Oh, yeah.
Kamala, we need to talk.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, there you have it.
You got to get a dash cam for Christmas.
Get that dash cam. Stay safe out there.
98 PXY.